So I have nothing to disclose. So just a little background for citizenship. Beginning January 14th, 2014, under the Affordable Care Act, everyone that's legally present in the United States becomes eligible for health care coverage. The current pathway to citizenship is predominantly naturalization after 5 years of legal permanent residency in the U.S. Now, citizenship is a challenging question when you're trying to research it and ask the question in studies, so it's not actually examined terribly often in research studies. But from previous findings, non-citizens have been found to have significantly lower rates of insurance for themselves, for their children, and when looking at their children, who may also be citizens, they also have lower access, along with elders, to public services. There are lower rates of employer-paid insurance, lower rates of recent contact with the physician, having a usual source of care or medical home, which we know are very important for getting health services. And they're also more likely to report negative health care experiences. Non-citizens have also demonstrated lower rates of cervical and breast cancer. That was a study that was just done in California, and lower rates of prenatal care compared to citizens. Non-citizens use significantly lower public and private health expenditure, so they're not out there overburdening the public system at all. So the study objectives for this presentation, so we wanted to examine the association between citizenship status and screening for breast, cervical, and colorectal cancer among women in the U.S. over time, and if this association was influenced by the length of residence in the U.S. The other two presentations help set this up nicely. Secondly, we wanted to examine if citizenship prior to living in the U.S. for 5 years in the U.S. affects probability of cancer screening. So just a reminder of our current context that we're examining this. We have multiple, sometimes conflicting, cancer screening guidelines when we're trying to figure out exactly how to serve our populations correctly. We're going through implementation of the Affordable Care Act. Maybe immigration reform. We'll see. So for this study, we had 11 years of data to link from 2000 to 2011 the Medical Expenditure Panel Survey with the National Health Interview Survey. We find more about use of medical experiences with the MEPS survey, but it's the National Health Interview Survey that asks someone's citizenship, so that's why we like to link them together. The response rates ranged over the years from 2007, the lowest rate of 56.9%, to 2001 had a 66.3% rate. So I'm actually presenting three different analyses, and our sampling frame for each was based with the starting age being what was guideline concordant, since there are different conflicting guidelines. So for cervical cancer screening, we looked at women ages 21 and older, for breast cancer, ages 40 and older, and for colorectal cancer, we looked at women ages 50 and older. Our outcomes were having a mammogram in the past 2 years, or a pap smear in the past 3 years, or basically being screened for colorectal cancer by either having an FOBT test in the past year, or endoscopy, which is colonoscopy or sigmoidoscopy, within the past 5 years. So we stratified our demographics, comparing U.S.-born citizens to immigrant citizens, to immigrant non-citizens. We found significant cross-group differences for all of our covariates of interest. A lovely table that you cannot read at all, so I magnified a little bit. I think you can see some of it. So general patterns were U.S.-born citizens are aging, as we know. The immigrant citizens actually looked very similar age-wise to U.S. citizens, but the immigrant non-citizens were significantly younger compared to the other groups. By race and ethnicity, again, not really a surprise, U.S.-born citizens predominantly non-Hispanic white. And again, the immigrant citizens looking more like U.S. born citizens, starting to, but non-Hispanic, white, and Asian actually is what we're seeing more for the ones becoming citizens, and Mexicans making up the majority group of immigrant non-citizens. For education, U.S. born citizens tend to have the higher rates of having a bachelor's degree or higher. Again, immigrant citizens coming in, perhaps already more highly educated, so their education patterns are looking like citizens already. Immigrant citizens having the highest rates, basically almost half of them not having a high school education. So relatedly, for income, U.S. born citizens having the highest rates not in poverty compared to immigrant non-citizens having the highest rates of being closest to the poverty line. So insurance, we start to see things that are continuing to influence health and cancer screening patterns. U.S. born citizens have the highest rates of being privately insured and having a usual source of care. Immigrant citizens, again, looking more like citizens, U.S. born citizens, but having slightly higher rates of public insurance use. And then immigrant non-citizens having a 45-ish percent rate of private insurance, but having the highest rate of uninsured. A third of them aren't insured. And then a third of them, as you'll see, also don't have a usual source of care. Self-reported health, our patterns are kind of mixed, and I kind of want to hold off on this until I start to talk about the screening, because you'll see how they're related. So for screening, what we have, one of the few clear patterns across the different screening mechanisms is that foreign-born non-citizens have the lowest rates of screening. That's the purple line on the screen, and that one's very clear. But if you think about Dr. Fox's presentation before this, and you try to think about the healthy migrant hypothesis, what I think is something interesting we're starting to see is, you see U.S.-born citizens are the solid black line. It's clearest in mammogram, where you see the green line is foreign-born citizens. Around 2007, they start to have higher screening rates for mammography than U.S.-born citizens. The pattern's not quite so clear. I think it's going to be because of their association, the importance of having health insurance for being screened for colorectal cancer. On the far right-hand side, U.S.-born citizens clearly have the highest rates of screening for colorectal cancer, and then followed by foreign-born citizens. So what I think we're beginning to see, and what I propose in this really, is perhaps an interaction between the healthy migrant hypothesis and the sort of access to care that citizenship brings through having a higher likelihood of being more educated and in a position where you have employer-paid insurance, and therefore you're also probably more likely to get your preventive services. And so I think that's perhaps something we're starting to see here. When we look more specifically at odds ratios for being screened and looking at the differences of length, including length of residence and citizenship status, we actually see that the foreign-born non-citizens who've been in the U.S. less than 5 years have lower rates of mammograms compared to U.S.-born citizens, but those who've been here more than 5 years, regardless of if they're a citizen or not, are having those higher rates of mammograms, and so that's, again, what we're seeing on the far left here. And for Pap smear, we see different patterns. Sorry, I'm going back and forth. I should have put this in between many times. So Pap smear, we have a kind of other contradictory findings that I've found before, I think we see that immigrant non-citizens have higher rates of pap smear screening as a result of family planning, fertility timing. They're still within their reproductive years. If you want to have a family or if you're trying to hold off on having a family, when you visit your physician is usually going to require a pap smear as part of that. And so I think that's why that cancer screening is a little bit of an anomaly when we're looking at women's health. But again, for colonoscopy, though, we see the non-citizens having lower rates for colorectal cancer screening, which is, again, like I said, as I suspect, a reason for related to insurance access. So we've had the follow-up question of wondering what exactly might be the role of citizenship here, and if these immigrant non-citizens were given citizenship sooner than 5 years of what's required in the U.S., would their probability of cancer screening actually increase? And when we look at just citizenship, the role of citizenship and probability of being screened, we see for mammograms, it looks like it matters here. It doesn't look like it really matters much for pap smear or colorectal cancer screening. But then when we ask that follow-up question, what about if they were screened sooner than 5 years of living in the U.S.? We do actually see that it does matter. They have a higher probability of getting pap smears or being screened for colorectal cancer. So we show that living in the U.S. over 5 years and gaining citizenship are associated with increased screening rates for most but not all of the cancer types. Compared to U.S.-born citizens, non-citizens living in the U.S. less than 5 years had the lower rates of screening for breast, cervical, and colorectal cancer. Foreign-born citizens and non-citizens living in the U.S. 5 or more years had the higher odds of being screened for breast or cervical cancer compared to U.S.-born citizens. And foreign-born non-citizens had significantly lower odds of being screened for colorectal cancer, again, all compared to U.S.-born citizens. So again, the primary interest here, I think, is the interaction of the healthy migrant effect with U.S. Citizenship. So of course, we have some limitations. Even though we had a lot of data to look at, it was panel data, so we can't treat it as longitudinal data. We can only talk about the patterns that we're seeing. And unfortunately, the number in the years in the U.S. that we're looking at doesn't necessarily mean it's the number of years that they were legally present in the U.S. There are just over 10,000 individuals in the U.S., in our sample, who identified themselves as being foreign-born, but they responded don't know or unknown to the citizenship question. And so our next steps are kind of figuring out, there's some individuals at Penn State that are working on decision trees about ways that we can perhaps figure out documentation status, perhaps on other characteristics of questions, other items that they did answer, because I think that would be really interesting to find out more about those individuals. So because of all the different cells that we were trying to create, we couldn't really consider country of origin in this analysis. And we weren't really able to determine the location of the screenings. We think that that's something that would be interesting to pursue in the future. However, I think the other key finding, and it's something I always try to stress with all of my students and looking at health in all policies, which is becoming, and we weren't really able to determine the location of this. I believe we have beginning evidence here to support the protective effects that immigration policy could have on the health of women here. I suspect it's going to be similar when we look at the men as well. And perhaps there's a little insight for future studies on the pathway between policy, access to preventive screening, and health disparities. I just want to acknowledge my funding sources, and actually I see one of my collaborators, Dr. Amy Snipes, in the back. You can wave. Sorry, she shook her head. So I want to thank her here as well for her input. That's it.